Good morning, Aurel. Today is Friday, 27th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy with 22 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures supposed to range from low 23 to high 27 degrees Celsius, and we can expect again winds from northeast at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on says clear in the evening and partly cloudy. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 15%. In today's news, we feature a short phone interview with Namgyal about high visit of Professor Samdong Rinpoche, former Prime Minister of Tibetan government in exile.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Namgyal.
Good morning.
Karzai is on her way to Chennai, right?
Yeah, she's on the way to Chennai, yeah.
And she's gonna pick up who?
Professor Samdong Rinpoche.
Uh-huh.
Former country prime minister of exile government in India.
From exile government of Tibet, yeah?
Tibet, yeah.
Yeah. He's coming for a visit to Auroville, right?
Yeah, in Auroville, yeah, that's right.
Will he do some presentations or talks or something?
Yeah, he will give a talk, yeah. And it's actually for the inauguration of photo exhibition, exhibition of rare photo exhibition. It's called Walking into Exile.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Dalai Lama when he arrives in Tawang from March 31st to April 18, 1959, when he arrived in Tawang. It's in northeast of India.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there are rare photos of him, so which we have exhibited in the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in Auroville.
Uh-huh. So when that exhibition will be inaugurated?
Yeah, he will inaugurate it on 28th, Saturday.
That is tomorrow?
This month. Sorry?
That is tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, at 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m. will be inauguration of the rare photos of Dalai Lama coming to exile, yeah? Okay, so besides to inaugurate the exhibition, will he do anything else?
There will be followed by a talk by Professor Samdong Rinpoche after. Yeah.
And that will be tomorrow all starting at 5, yeah?
After the inaugurating the photo exhibition.
Okay. Namgyal, thanks a lot and see you tomorrow, yeah?
No problem.
Yeah, bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
The weekend will be very busy with many different events, and it starts today with Made in Auroville concert in Kalabumi at 8 p.m., where Anna, Hartmut, Suryan, Joe and Jivatman, Taranti, Caroline and Alisa, and Anisha and Tiago will offer their music to life and community under the sky of the big amphitheater in Kalabumi. No doubt, tomorrow Solitude will be the place to be from 10:30 a.m. onward with its lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival, where beside farmers markets in the morning will be lots of different stalls on the theme of ecology, sustainability, renewable energy, children's corner, lots of good and healthy, organic food and drinks, and of course lots of good music starting with 1 p.m. where we will hear Johann Silverserf, Surian's Dharma Trio, Cyclone Blue, Temple Rock, Mishko Mba and the Jaka Pastorius Tribute Band, Yemadas, Zamasanga, Emergence, Mark Vela and Friends, and exactly at noon, TLC Theatre Group will show us what those children are made of. But tomorrow afternoon offers more than just a huge eco music festival, and at Kalakendra Square Gallery, Bharat Niwas Pavilion of Indian Culture at 4 p.m., at Audiovisual Room, Janek Simon will present Mission Auroville, which is about six Polish artists who are currently revisiting Auroville and working on an exhibition that will be open on March 5th. Altogether, this mission is about an experiment in cultural geography, and they are interested in questioning the differences between distances and places. The vocabulary of culture texts produced in Poland often deals with difficult questions about historical and personal fears in mishappenings. The project aims at confronting these kinds of attitudes with the utopian, optimistic and future-oriented realities of Auroville. Visiting artists are Marta Descour, Tomek Kowalski, Agnieszka Polska, Daniel Romanico, Andrzej Spindler and Monika Zawadzki. On Sunday 29th of January at 7:30 p.m. Bulgarian Pavilion is presenting musical recital for violin and piano by two visiting guests coming from Bulgaria. Joanna Strateva and Evelina Ivancheva will share with us devotional songs by Bein Saduno, who is a Bulgarian spiritual master, and some classical music featuring both the violin and piano by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Franz Schubert and Petr Christakov. And if we reflect on cyclone news once more, we can see that the clearing team invites us all again for clearing fest tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tea and snacks will be provided. Our Real Cyclone Response Team Energy, in their last of daily electricity updates, informs us that the following communities, buildings, cluster, residents that still need to be reconnected are Magi, Aro Green Area, Aro Green Kaushet, and one residence at Repos Community. Today they will finish with emergency relief work. Next week starts the phase of revisiting almost all places where relief work has been done to make permanent arrangements. In Auroville, most of the energy meters and main switches are located outdoors in weatherproof boxes. Many of these boxes have come down along with the Tamil Nadu Electricity Board poles. Meter replacement is the responsibility of Tamil Nadu Electric Board, but the replacement or repair of meter boxes, main switches, support pillars, interconnected cables and other service connections materials are to be done by Auroville. They prepared a preliminary estimate for the replacement and repair of 800 outdoor service connection systems and 20 outdoor pumps panels. The total estimate amount is 45 lakhs. Funds will have to be found before this work can start. This phase of the work is both labor and material intensive and it will take several months to complete. During this phase of work, distribution transformers and sometimes the main high-tension feeder will have to be switched off by Tamil Nadu Electricity Board for safety reasons. This interruption will be kept to a minimum, but cannot be avoided. Silence is always good, but I do not mean by quietness of mind entire in silence. I mean a mind free from disturbance and trouble, steady, light and glad so as to open to the force that will change the nature, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on ourradio.org.